Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Where do ideas come from? Isn't that wild?
I think it's like, through a Wi-Fi router.
That would be
There's
awesome.
A guy in Palo Alto be like, send this to Michael. Send this to Gabe.
Yeah, God. Well, yeah, this is the metaverse. So ideas are just probably sent.
Been had.
Dog, I want to do fucking ayahuasca so bad. I listened to a podcast where Rogan was just talking about ayahuasca with, oh my God, co-creator of Chappelle Show.
Neil Brennan. I talked to him the other night. He's very nice.
I've never talked to him once. He seems insanely sweet. Yeah. But he did like a ton of ayahuasca and just has like, you know, obviously there's some negative sides of it, but he was just talking about how much like it transformed the way he just like perceives the world.
That's what I've heard a lot about. It's like,
I think I'm
you
yearning.
Need a more appreciative look on the life.
I agree. Everyone's like, yeah, you bitch. I agree.
I think you have a good one, but I think sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
If you're ever feeling that, like, what are we all doing this for? Pants again?
Yeah. BetterHelp.com, for sure. I have the feeling probably.
Yeah, but you do ayahuasca versus going to therapy. Therapy, I never leave. I always leave therapy feeling more conscious. Be like, oh, man, that's a better perspective.
Yeah.
I think microdosing and ayahuasca, that's when you're really like, damn. You know what? Maybe everything is okay.
But here's the thing. Everything is awesome. Everything is okay. Everything is beautiful. The fucking
Until the Sif Sox TikTok is bombing.
Exactly.
Everything goes to shambles.
Everything's shambles. And I hate that. One moment.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this, I'm like, the new studio, everything is going very smoothly. The guy that we're going to hire to do the build out, everything's going smoothly. I love the way
great
the show's
feeling.
Going. Everything
yeah.
feels good. I just posted TikTok yesterday. He's doing great. So like, but I don't like how my happiness is dependent on if everything is going right. Like
yeah,
it's just not
yeah,
sustainable,
yeah, yeah,
right?
100%.
So it's just like, I would love to just have like a little like reset button to be like, yeah. Oh, no. Everything, even if things are quote unquote not going great or whatever.
You can look back.
Dog.
That was a big thing, you know, your boys in therapy, we doing it.
Oh.
But that, what always would fuck me up is like I seek validation from others so desperately and it's not healthy.
No.
But think about your life. Everything depends on views, right? On one side, then everything depends on people in a crowd laughing.
Yeah.
So when I'd be at home and the lady would just be like, hey, what's up? I'd be like, but, you know when you come home and your girlfriend cleaned a part of the house and you didn't mention it within 4 seconds?
Yep.
He's like, you didn't want to mention the fact that I swept the top of the ceiling? You're like, what?
Yeah. There's no cobwebs there, Trev.
But that validation she's looking for in you is like, that's how I constantly feel.
Yeah.
It's very unhealthy. But that's what he said. He's like, if you rely on others, like it's a terrible, it's just not, you need to find ways to validate yourself. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? Are you on ayahuasca? But that's what it was. Like whenever you're ever feeling down or you feel like you're not having success in the career or you're not headed in the right direction, you look back. There's so many photos from this tour that are like just such incredible shots. I'm like, boom.
Yeah.
Do it.
Buddy, that's why I said last podcast, that self-love shit, bro. I'm reading this new book. What's it called?
Of Mice and Men?
Yeah, I'm reading that one. I'm in the middle of it. I just started in the middle. I'm a badass. God, Gabriel, can you look up
Oh,
this
that
title?
Was in your book.
Yeah.
You had that book in San Diego.
I did. It's called, not San Diego. Where are we?
San Diego.
Oh, San Diego?
San Diego, because we use that for the video.
That was the San sketch. Diego?
That was San Diego. Hard Rock.
God hotel. Damn. I love that hotel, by the way.
It's great.
You are a badass?
Thank you. You are a badass. This is part just like really, really just consistently hammers fucking self-love, man. And God, it's so, I'm still, you know, not there all the way, obviously.
What does it talk about? Like, what are ways to
just like honestly, dude, just like writing down.
Justin Bieber said that song. You should love yourself.
Yeah.
Am I right?
But when you hear it, you're like, eh, stupid. Yeah. Dude, you hear it so
I had
that book, it's dumb.
If I had the book, I'd put a book cover on it. I don't want people to know that I don't love myself.
Let me tell you something. Buddy, when I read the book, when I'm in
flat.
Flat or folded.
Oh!
I have to fold it.
Or you just put like a Playboy magazine up front.
Yeah, I honestly, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, dude, it's just, it's honestly like affirmations. It's honestly just like writing down.
Oh, that's what you were saying in the mirror.
In the mirror, yeah.
Does it work?
If you say it enough and try to like, you know the difference between like, man, I want to do, what's a good example? Like, you're like, okay, I want a Netflix special, right? There's a difference between just saying it and actually trying to feel it. Meaning like, I want a Netflix special. Okay, cool. But what does it smell like in a theater? What does the mic feel like? What do the audience feel like? What does your set look like? You know, the actual art set. Like, what does that look like? What are you going to open with? What are you going to wear? Does your hair look okay? Like, walk yourself through the whole thing. And then you honestly feel it.
That was not just a blanket statement?
Correct.
Blanket statement. What does that mean?
Go just underneath. What? Underneath the blanket. Mm. Blankets are underrated. I'm
what
cold.
What about a weighted blanket? I tried a weighted blanket the other day.
Really? Oh, you like it?
I don't know. I didn't know if I liked it. I put it on for, 3 seconds. I was like, what is this? My friend had one. He's like, yeah, it looks so light. And he's like, yeah, it's 25 pounds. I put it on. I was like, what is this?
I don't like it.
He said it's good when you're high, but I don't know.
No, I feel like I'm trapped if I'm high.
I feel like I was in a ravioli. Get me out of this.
Yeah, how the hell do you jerk off with that?
You don't.
Am I a Hot Pocket?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Self-love. Hot Pocket.
Yeah, so that's what I'm attempting to do with the self-love thing, where it's like, I have this big thing where I don't feel like I'm unique. I feel like I am just like, hey man, you're good at things, just right down the fucking middle. And it kills me because I want to be great at things. And I think with greatness comes uniqueness. And I think I'm not, at some points of my life, I feel like I'm just like average. So one of my big affirmations is like, you are unique.
And it's, I mean, by looking at your socks, I could tell you that.
But you know what I,
Yeah.
So it's like, that's a big one for me. And it's not just like, oh, let's just say it. It's like, let's think of examples. Let's actually feel it. You know?
Might be the most unique dude I know.
That means a lot. Thank you.
I was thinking at it from a perspective of like loving feet and shit, but.
Yeah, I'll take it.
But that does make you
but
very...
I
don't know anybody who can just go up in front of a room of like 1,500 people and be like, hey, I'll be sucking on toes. You know? The guy before he goes up and be like, my girlfriend wanted to get crazy with a hand job. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Jerked off by a fishbowl yesterday. I think there's a lot of unique moments about you. There's a lot of... Yeah, I don't think that that's an issue at all. Oh, I mean, from an outsider perspective.
But that's the thing, right? Thank you. But that's a thing, right? Where it's like, you ever like, I mean, the answer is yes. But you ever get off stage and people are like, holy fuck, dude, great set. And inside you're like.
Every night.
I bump. I yeah, suck. Yeah, yeah. You know, so yeah. It's hard to see. It's really hard to see what other people see.
Feel, yeah.
Yeah. And
I think Kanye tweeted that one day pre, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, one of my biggest shames in life is that I'll never be able to see myself live.
Kind that of fire. Is fire.
Fire, but it's like, you had to pick the right show. Because if you saw me performing in Columbus on the last tour, you'd be like, this guy's all right. If you saw me in the Novo or Tampa, you'd be like, God,
yeah.
He's the next Dane Cook.
God, Tampa was so fucking fun.
Tampa.
Tampa.
That's the special right there. All right, I'm a picture. I'm a Tampa.
There you go.
How the fuck we doing, Tampa, Florida?
Yeah. It's fun, right?
Yeah. Oh, good night.
There we go. It's fun.
Picture. What's the billboard around town look
there
like?
There you go.
What's a face on my billboard? Oops. Comedy special. I hate the promotion on comedy
it.
Special.
Oops, it's, I have a comedy special.
Yeah, it's never like, it's either like the face is like, yeah, I said it. Like, what's your face right now? Comedy special billboard. Your face, go. That's it?
Yeah. I'm not doing anything nuts. I don't like it.
You're just a side eye?
Yeah, man. I don't, this thing is, I don't want to do like a YouTube thumbnail for my fucking special. Just take a picture of me. Just like this.
Yeah, that will entice people to watch it.
Then don't watch it.
Can you imagine telling that to the streaming platform? If people don't want to watch it, they don't want to watch it. They're like, yeah, but we need people to watch it.
Well, I don't need people to watch it. Once you need, see, this is what I'll say. I was like, once you need people to watch it,
once
no one's going to watch it.
You need anything.
Yeah.
Need.
You don't need. You want. You would like.
You would like. Therapy.
You like. Yeah.
Talk. Yeah, that's the all or nothing thing. I'd be like, yeah. I need this video to do well. See, that's a lot of pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you know what? I would like for this video.
It's also, but it's also not about the like. It's about the joy and love you put in while you're making a video. Do you know what I mean?
Zen.
That's what it is.
Hey.
Because also, I've said this before, also, once you release the video, it doesn't matter the results because you're already better than when you started. That's what it's about, buddy. Yep. It's about growing. Fuck views. Views will come. Well.
Yeah. It's so easy to say that.
I know.
Because you said you had a TikTok do well yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you're preaching it on me. Views are doing well.
They just started. I was losing followers on TikTok. I went through like 3 weeks. I looked at, you know, you looked at the fucking analytics and you go, oh, how many am I up? Yeah. That bitch had a negative.
Which is just crazy to me that like a lot of them are, you have to tell yourself, a lot of them are probably robot or fake accounts of people deleting Instagram.
Right.
The funniest thing to me is that you post a video. People do this for his podcast. People do this for his Patreon. They watch one clip, sketch, episode, whatever, and they go, ah, we're done here. I'm over it.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. Goodbye.
Checks and balances.
But I also
people come
get
and go
it.
All the time.
I also get it. How many times have I taken a bite of something? I'm like, yeah, this is fun.
Or you ever like used to always go to a restaurant, and then one day you're like, this place is shit. And you never go back?
100%.
That's all life is.
Yeah. I do
that. Followers are just people who like eating at your restaurant, but your restaurant's not food. It's content. Yo, I'm fucking awesome shit today.
Whoa. Whoa. Can we? All right. I'm being for real. I would really, really, really like to do psychedelics.
Well, goddamn. This is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up. Only $5 a month. Damn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.